getting you home quicker.
This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. That one for Joe Taxi. And yeah, that riff is pretty good, isn't it? Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane from Cambridge 105. It's time now for Pub of the Month. Dom is here. Hello, Dom.
Good evening.
And we are going through four pubs, one of which is very, very close to us. I'm surprised we haven't gotten around to talking about it before.
No, I think I was trying not to do all of the ones in the immediate vicinity of the studio all at once, because we've got so many around here. We've got sort of just down the road the Cambridge Blue, and there's the Devonshire not too far away, and the Geldart, and so many pubs in this area of the city. So,
okay, so what are we starting with? Are we starting over the road, or are we going a little bit further afield?
We'll go over to the Free Press to start with. So the Free Press and the Alexander Arms, which we'll go to in a moment, have been in the news this week, as you mentioned a moment ago. And that's because the landlord of the Free Press, Craig Bickley, has decided to put his lease up for sale so that he can concentrate on his other pub, which is the Alexandra Arms. So both these pubs are actually owned by Green King. So, crucial point, this doesn't mean the Free Press is closing, it's just the tenant putting his tenancy up. So, went into the Free Press a few nights ago. Very, very simple for anyone who hasn't been in there before. Very, very simple decor. Newspaper front pages, very appropriately, and some old maps and things like that. There are some chairs, but it's mainly got benches along the walls, sort of quite an enclosed space. I'd say it is a Green King pub, but you wouldn't necessarily notice it. It's unlike a lot of the Green King pubs, which have very, very similar decor, and they just all look the same. This one, you wouldn't notice it, really. Three Green King beers on, but also four guest ales, so a lot more beer than you would often find. Only one person on, but she was serving very efficiently when I was in there. It's probably best known for its mobile phone ban, so don't answer a call in the pub because you'll be asked to put a donation in the charity box.
Now that, and also the other thing which I think it's known for, it was the first pub in Cambridge to be non-smoking, even in the days before there was a rule which said that all pubs had to be non-smoking.
I remember that, yes.
And when the landlord, I've forgotten his second name, Chris was his first name, and he then moved from the Free Press to the Cambridge Blue at the time, before Jethro, who's there now. And he then took the non-smoking ban with him from, and the mobile phone thing, from Free Press across the Cambridge Blue.
It's all one big incestuous family,
happy
isn't
family
it?
Family here, yes.
So, not very much goes on in the way of events in the Free Press, but, you know, it's a fairly small pub, and lots and lots of other pubs in the vicinity as well. So I gave it 3 out of 5 for the ambience, 4 out of 5 for the beers, 4 out of 5 for the staff, and only 2 for the community, which gives it a score of 13.
Okay, make a note, 13.
Okay.
Holly, 13, write
13.
It down.
Okay. Right, so moving on now to the Alexandra Arms, just across the road from our studio here in Gwydir Street. So this is where Craig is going to be trying to concentrate on. He already owns the tenancy on the place. Large, modern pub. It does look like a Green King pub, this one. Plenty of space. Interesting point, the glasses, like in the Free Press, are oversized glasses. So this means that rather than filling the beer up to the top of the pint glass, there's a line on the pint glass, and they fill the beer to the line, allowing the head to be over the top, which means you get a full pint of liquid. This, of course, a few years ago was a big campaign for Camera, the campaign for Real Ale. Arty photos on the wall, 7 ales again, and also a cider on a hand pump as well, which is slightly rarer. Very, very popular when I was in there the other night. Hardly get to the bar, in fact. 3 staff on, though, giving very quick service. Interesting little thing they've got. I believe the Free Press does it as well, but the Alex does a £3 paddle. So you can get 3/3 of different beers in a sort of a paddle container.
A paddle, sort of like a... it feels... I'm thinking paddle and something flat. Is this what we're talking about?
You're talking exactly that. So something that looks like the end of a blade for rowing.
Okay.
With 3/3 pint glasses sort of suspended in it of different beers.
I feel like going in there and asking for that, just so I can see what it's like.
Yes. Just a good way of getting little tastes of... If you don't really know what beer you want from all the selection they've got, say, 7 beers on...
Which I rarely do, of the sort of I know what I like school of beer drinking, I'm afraid.
So that one I gave 4 for the ambience, I'd say quite busy, something there. 4 again for the beers, 5 for the staff, you know, really couldn't fault the service, the three staff on. And again, not very much going on the way of events when I was...
They used to have a pub quiz on a Sunday night when Graham, the previous landlord, was running it. I don't know if that's still
I haven't seen that advertised.
Okay, that might have come to a natural end, shall we say. Mm.
Anyway, so that gave them a score of 15 out of 20.
Okay, so he's beating himself. That's the first thing. Which...
Yes, and his newer pub is beating the older one. So.
Another email, this one from Joe once more, and telling us about, Dom, a little bit about, we mentioned Chris, he used to be the landlord of the Cambridge Blue, and he says that Chris still works for Jethro, the current landlord of the Blue. He runs Terry and Jethro's other pub, the Three Horseshoes in Stapleford.
Excellent. That's a pub I've never been to.
Now, Stuart, who we were mentioning earlier, is still hovering around here, I think, somewhere next door. I think that's one of his locals.
Okay.
And maybe... I'm not going to fade up the microphone again, because apparently he didn't have headphones and wasn't listening, so I'm not going to go through all of that. We've got a couple more pubs to get through on Pub of the Month, Dom.
We do, and people who were listening a couple of weeks ago will remember that while Tim was covering for you, Julian, we had an interview with Neil McGovern of Cambridge Camera talking about the new Cambridge beer guide that came out a couple of weeks ago now. And there was one pub that was highlighted as being a new entrant in the Cambridge beer guide this year, and that is The Mill. Now, interestingly, The Mill also, a couple months ago, got the Cambridge Camera's Most Improved City Pub of the Year award. A bit of a mouthful, but a very good award for them to get. Now, it's been taken over recently by the same people as the Cambridge Brew House, which is, of course, down at the bottom of King Street. The Mill, which is, of course, down by the Scudamore's place on Mill Pond, has six hand pumps and also one hand-pumped cider. They've also got lots and lots and lots of beer bottles from all over the world that are available, and especially so at the moment because they have a bottled beer festival, which I believe started yesterday, and that's on until the middle of October, so we've got a whole month of that one. Unlike the Alexandra Arms, it's very cramped. And particularly if, as in the case when I went in there, there's a punting tour that's just offloaded its people into the pub. It can get very, very cramped in there. But they had four staff on. The queue kept moving. There wasn't a big wait to be served. As you'd expect, it's sort of very, very small wooden tables, not very much space, but simple decor, but lots and lots of windows. So it's nice and light, and it's not dingy in there at all. So I gave it 3 for the ambience, couldn't really give it more just because of the lack of space. 5 though for the beers, and 5 for the staff. Only 2 for community events, but that gives it 15 as well.
Oh, ooh.
So,
I'm trying to do my sums here to remember who's ahead. You've got it written down, haven't you?
I do have it written down, yes. So we've currently got The Mill and the Alex both on 15, and the Free Press on 13.
Oh, that's the decider then, isn't it?
Well, let's see what happens with the fourth pub. And the fourth pub is the Burley Arms. Now, this is on Newmarket Road. It's a rather large pub. I've had to look this one up, but it's owned by the Charles Wells Pub Company. Its main bar, sort of grey-painted walls and a rather old-looking wooden floor. It looks a little bit dreary, but the other areas of the pub, the other dining areas, are much nicer decorated. It was moderately busy with a range of people from different ages when I was in there, but despite that, just because I think of the size, it's still nice to feel rather empty. I had 2 barmen on, but they weren't really paying attention, I have to say, so the service was quite slow. They had 4 hand pumps, but on the plus side, they do have occasional music events, and they also show a lot of sport in there as well. So I gave it 2 for the decor and ambience, 3 out of 5 for the beers, just 2 out of 5 for the staff, and events 4 out of 5, which gives it 11.
Ah, so that means we have a dead heat,
we? We do have a tie this month between the Alexandra Arms and the Mill. I'm going to give my casting vote, and I'm going to give it to the Alexandra Arms. The main reason being that I couldn't stay in the Mill just because it was so busy and so cramped, particularly with the punting tours. So very well done to them, but the score, the pub of the month goes to the Alex this month.
Quickly, we've got a couple of bits and pieces of news items, I think, as well.
That's right, yes. The main one, actually, is the fact that the Penny Ferry, so this is down by the river in Chesterton.
Oh, yes.
It's been a very, very, very long saga. 3.5 years of it going back and forth to the council since it closed. The news has come through now that it is going to be demolished and replaced by some homes. Draws to a close, 150 years of it being a pub, but as I say, wasn't ever really, hasn't been recently an open pub. And the planning permission has eventually come through and it is going to be demolished.
Oh, that's a shame.
So it is a shame, yeah. In slightly more positive news, however, I think we might have mentioned this a couple of weeks ago as well, that Julian Huppert has awarded the Kingston Arms his Independent Cambridge Pub of the Year. That's going to be on the list for me to go and visit in October.
Oh, excellent. I might even come with you to that one.
Ooh,
sounds
okay.
Like a good plan. Thank you very much, Dom. In 4 weeks' time. If you missed any of that, there'll be a podcast on the website sometime over the weekend.